the districts are trying to do everything they can. I mean, they have required the mask from the get-go. We started out with hybrid learning to try to socially distance students in the classrooms. And in the hallway, they had arrows so that students are supposed to go in one direction to try to manage that flow of traffic as well. It's impossible really to enforce. And classrooms are still full. We had students going back between virtual and in-classroom to virtual initially. And so these classes are still full, and it's really just tough for teachers to socially distance the students and spread out the desks. The classrooms just aren't that big. So I think the intention is there and good, but I don't think it's happening. It for no fault of the own, except it just doesn't work. Students, of course, as adults, wear masks sometimes inappropriately, with it down or not covering the nose. And so you're constantly reminding them. And the administrators have also, reminded them on the PA system, or reminded them to walk, follow the arrows in the hallway to try to do that, to try to socially distance. It just, you're dealing with, 1,300 students in a building and, 100 staff and administrators and workers. So it just isn't feasible. As much as we can try to make it work.
Well, and also West Middle went to virtual. I would assume that some of those students have siblings that go to West High. So
yeah, absolutely. That was also a concern of mine, because with West Middle students going virtual because they had so much COVID and so much spread at that time, and yet we continued full in person, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. We're certainly dealing with the older siblings, the same parents. So to me, that to me was a could add potential spread in our building, certainly, for us in our building, our students going back home and bringing it back to their families. So they did that for a couple of weeks. Now they're back and in person. But yeah, that was a concern of mine, since we're all dealing with the same population.
What would you want to tell the school board? I know we have a couple of board members who want to go virtual, another one that wants to do hybrid, but the rest prefer in-person study.
Yeah, and I understand that. I think nobody wants students not to be in school. Parents want it, and parents have, are very strongly wanting them in it. Students who are active in sports definitely want to be in school and playing sports. And so I get the push for all the in-person. My big concern is that, again, the number one priority is people's lives. And once somebody is affected by it, or has known somebody that they love and they've passed from it, or they've seen them on the ventilator, or not been able to visit with them at the hospital because they can't go in there, it makes it much more real for us. And I don't think everybody gets that. And those board members that are pushing for either hybrid, which would help with the social distancing in the schools, or with the virtual, where you're completely online, I think they get it because they've had personal experiences. And unfortunately, maybe that's what it takes, is for, all of us to have those personal experiences in order to understand what this is, what this impact of this pandemic is. And one life lost is way too many. And God forbid it's somebody that you know and somebody that you love. And so as much as I want to see in school, as much as I want to be able to meet with my students one-on-one, as much as I want to have activities and have them socially interacting, I get all that. That is very important. But bottom line is, if they lose someone they love because we're in a school system with 1,300, 1,400 people walking around sharing the virus, one death is going to be one death too many. And that, I always go back to that. That's always my number one concern, bottom line is life itself and the people we love and taking care of each other. And that's got to be the focus. And I just feel like all the other things are peripheral. They're bonus. But we can manage. We can figure it out. We figured it out last March when we had to shut down on a Sunday night, get a call, and on Monday we were shutting down. Now we've had some months to prepare to do virtual things. We understand that we have to still feed families in the area. We can figure those things out, and we can figure them out and get them better along the way. We have teachers who are passionate about it, about interacting with their kids and making it work. But I also know we have to protect each other. I mean, that's the bottom line. We have to protect each other.